Call 0976-135706 or 0966-422-099 to secure yours. The second edition of the Worship Resound 2025.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Africa access water to generate $100,000 annually in Kafue. World Economy Day calls for men to come on board. And international news, Madagascar protesters calls for peace. FAS president attends final training session for the under-20 women's national team. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Africa Access Water, AFAW, has projected that its solar-powered water infrastructure initiative will benefit more than 6,000 people and generate an estimated $100,000 in annual income across three villages in Pande Hills area of Kafue district. Chief Executive Officer Ron Katongo revealed this during a visit by a Center for Environment Justice, CAJ, to a Rono Camel Training Center in Lusaka, a development hub established in 2022 with its partner Tenor from Israel. Katongo says the center integrates agriculture production, youth training, and solar infrastructure to build resilient rural communities. He stated that each village hosts a production center where residents cultivate crops year-round, ensuring food security and generating income.
We started this center in 2022. The whole idea is to stimulate rural development through a robust integrated approach. First of all, from our side as Africa Access Water, is to equip communities like this with solar-powered water systems that are meant for production throughout the year, create liquidity, and therefore improve livelihoods. So here in Pande, there are three particular villages. Each of those villages as a production center which communities grow different crops, so it helps them to be food secure but also provide income.
Meanwhile, Center for Environment Justice, ECAJ, Executive Director Maggie Mapalomape praised the infrastructure, noting its shortage in remote areas and its potential to transform rural economies.
As a learning choice, as an expert visit, but also just to appreciate the great work that these guys are doing. You know, there are certain things that you may be, you know, just watching on TV and looking at the photos, but when you get to the site, that is when you appreciate the real work done and the technology itself that is being applied. Just explaining how the water system is running, the different crops, the different, how you have apportioned the land, it actually shows a lot of sustainability, but you also bring practical interventions on the ground, something that they're able to relate with.
World Vasectomy Day. Country Director Dali Sopiri has noted that for a long time, conversations around contraception have been biased towards women, and he has called on all men to come on board and be part of this interesting conversation that borders around permanent methods of contraception for men. Mr. Piri has revealed that in 2023, when they started, they found Zambia had only done 10 vasectomies against 6,000 by two publications, and this interested them to narrow the numbers. He says the association has been able to improve the numbers, and so far from 2023 they have done over 1,200 vasectomies, and per week they have an average of 15 to 20 men who are coming on board and about 60 in a month. Mr. Piri has dispelled myths surrounding vasectomy and encouraged men to come on board and participate in planning their families.
We are running a campaign, a 26 months of Zambia, called Chapeta campaign, and we are actually targeted at public sector strengthening. So we are working in Chapeta, Konkan, Nikesa, and Kanyama. So we are offering at the government facilities. People don't pay nothing. It's free because it's funded by the government. People who try to use meat, okay, to dodge the actual topic of contraception. But I think what has been significant for us is the amount of education that we are putting in. Men who have been in prison, for example, they haven't had sex. Where does this shame go? And does it make them fat? You get so realistically, even if we cut the bus, which actually transmits the sperm, it doesn't affect the man in any way.
The National Prosecution Authority, NPA, has explained that most of the cases they enter into a nolle prosequi have insufficient evidence and various issues surrounding them that make it difficult for the prosecution to continue the cases. NPA Chief State Advocate Nkumbiza Mumba has revealed that they are constantly reviewing the cases, looking at the process so as to decide that the matter will be discontinued or depending on the circumstances. She has revealed that when it comes to matters of gender-based violence, a lot of people want to withdraw and at times refuse to come to court, hence prosecutors are forced to discontinue the matter. She has revealed that in order to discontinue that, the NPA comes with a requirement that where there is evidence, they can still prosecute, even with the owners not wanting. It's called evidence-based prosecution.
We came up with the requirement, where there's evidence, we can still prosecute, even in the absence of the evidence themselves. That is what we are calling evidence-based prosecution. But that is to say that we're not having sufficient evidence that we can present to court beyond reasonable doubt. One of the cases that was highlighted, the Nora case, the Boto case, some of the evidence we relied on came from the public that helped us to convince the court of the sufficiency of the evidence. So we can only use that if we have really, really good evidence that we can talk about. Without that evidence, unfortunately, we are likely to do the knowledge that a few persons not the conviction or an acquittal. If the victim comes back and say, we still want to proceed, we can always restart the case and prosecute it to the fullest extent.
The Planned Parenthood Association of Zambia has called on men to be supportive by understanding that it is the woman's choice and it is also the right of a woman to also decide what happens to her body. Association Director of Program Lester Lozani Piri has urged many to act as agent of change in issues of contraception by sharing the right information with society. He urged them to be supportive and make women feel comfortable by bringing in that partnership issue. And Mr. Piri has called on the government and other stakeholders to be consistent in the supply of contraception to give the woman a choice of a motherhood.
We have all these informal and formal instances where we meet, and my opinion as a man to my neighbor, my opinion as a man to a friend carries a lot of weight. Yeah, and also we use also this information to also groom other younger people who want to start a family, because we must understand that the family is the basic unit of society, no matter how small or big it is, no matter how vast or closed up it is. The family is going to define how we interact with society, regardless of who supplies us with the commodities. It is important for us to have a consistent supply so that we give the women a choice of a method.
We have more in foreign and sports news after this break. Stay tuned.
Listen to One Love Radio main news.
Corruption.
At 8 hours.
Yeah, the question is, because people just to deliver according to what people want. Let them not get in as we voted for them.
13 hours and 18 hours. For news tips, call +211 224404 or email us on onelovenews.